Night Shyamalan. Can you tell me what's going on?
You used to make movies we could depend on, and you always had a kick-ass twist to end on.
Lately you've been kind of a hack. Can you tell me what's up with that?
Can't you think of any kick-ass twists? Well, maybe you should listen to this.
In a house near a bubbling brook, a man sits reading a leather-bound book. But just as he approaches the final chapter, he's attacked by an angry velociraptor.
Well, he knows that there's only one place where he'll be safe, and that's the bathroom at the top of the stairs with the plexiglass door. So he starts a-hiking when he suddenly emits a horde of angry Vikings.
He's somewhat confused by this latest development. He knows he had a plan but doesn't know where the hell it went. He stumbles to the door and at once it's clear. He laughs in triumph, then he trembles in fear.
You see, the good news is he's made it to the John. He's effectively protected, he's essentially won. But he's suddenly surrounded by primordial slime.
Because the bathroom was a time machine the whole time.
That's just one of our ideas, and we'd love to tell you the rest.
But you gotta promise to quit this airbending shit and get back to what you do best.
Cause Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time, and Sam Jackson was a bad guy the whole time, and the village was set in the present day the whole time, baby, the whole damn time. And Signs was a terrible movie the whole time.
Lunchtime in the robot factory, scientists attending to the daily snackery. The lights go out, they think it's just a breaker, but in fact it's time for them to meet their maker.
There's a terrible screech and a sound of wings flapping, and nobody can figure out exactly what's happening. Professor Lee screams, he's been bit, now he's dying. Mrs. Professor Lee can't stop crying.
She grabs his hand, but it's cold and shrivelly. He's got no blood left in his veins or arteries. Dr. Thompson cries out, he's captured the beast. It snarls and hisses, but it won't be released.
They decide to kill the creature and go back to their theses. They try to stake its heart, the stake just breaks into pieces. They realize that Comet did the ultimate crime,
because the vampire was a robot the whole time.
I don't know why they built a blood-sucking robot. This plot wasn't one of our greatest.
It didn't make sense at all, but don't go busting our balls. It's still better than your latest.
Cause Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time, and Sam Jackson was a bad guy the whole time, and the village was set in the present day the whole time, baby, the whole time. And Lady in the Water was a terrible movie the whole time.
Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time,
and Sam Jackson was a bad guy the whole time, and the village was set in the present day the whole time, baby, the whole damn time. And the happening was just a pile of fucking horse shit.